This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation. Examinee Jason PRZYWARA, claim number FT80182, date of injury 07/12/2021, MES file number 211-220-24304, case type workers' comp evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employer slash insured, banker, construction corp, BANCKER, client, travelers, parentheses, WC, close parentheses, slash Rochester. Patient arrived 10 minutes early for a 3:30 p.m. Independent medical evaluation on 11/14/2022. He was reminded that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply. John Prizwara is a 32-year-old married male who resides with his wife and a 19-month-old daughter. His his 25-year-old sister lives in the house as well. As outlined in previous independent medical evaluation, Mr. Prizwara was working as a laborer for 3.5 years until the date of injury of July 12, 2021. On that day, he was working in a deep excavation, 20 feet deep, and was buried chest deep with dirt, clay, etc., at a job site in Great Neck. He immediately experienced back pain. He states it took about 10 to 15 minutes to be dug out. He went to a walk-in clinic and reported a burning sensation in his back. He states during the event he also feared death. He was advised to take off 1 to 2 weeks. He consulted a spine doctor, Dr. Choi, CHOI, and underwent a laminectomy of L5-S1 on 11/19/2021. His back feels a little bit better, but he states he is still symptomatic and experiences pain. Other orthopedic injuries include a right knee meniscus tear, and which he states is slated to be operated on by Dr. Mirza, M-I-R-Z-A, this coming December. He also underwent a labrum, L-A-B-R-U-M, right shoulder repair. He's attending physical therapy for his shoulder twice a week, and he says it is slowly improving. At our independent medical evaluation of April 5th, 2022, Mr. Peraza reported that emotionally he is, quote, not the same person, as finding it difficult to, quote, engage in the moment, unquote. He also reported a sleep disturbance, feelings of worthlessness, hopelessness, helplessness, and a tendency to overreact. He's been seeing a psychologist, Dr. Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N, remotely on a weekly basis. Who has diagnosed him with adjustment disorder. With anxious features. My impression is that he also met criteria for a major depressive disorder, single episode, a severe, not psychotic. He was initially treated with duloxetine, 20 milligrams daily. However, he began to experience side effects, including lockjaw. It was discontinued, and for the last 1 to 2 months, he's been taking sertraline, 25 milligrams daily, from a clinic called Bridge Medical. Actually, add to the orthopedics treatments after I said physical therapy. Patient's also been receiving pain management with Dr. Groth and has been seeing a chiropractor through Dr. Groth's office, which has helped his left leg sciatica. Now back to his work with Dr. Bauman, psychologist. He reports that the anxiety and depressive symptoms are diminished when he uses techniques that shared by Dr. Bauman. He feels like he's able to, quote, change his mindset, unquote. And journals. Is able to live more in the present and feels more grounded. His sleep has improved with less difficulty falling asleep and less middle insomnia. He's less restless. He reports decreased frequency of hopelessness and helplessness and more energy. He feels more connected to his family, is able to enjoy life more. These improvements have been noticed by his family as well. A past psychiatric history, as noted in my prior report, he saw Dr. Marion Hendricks for several years for Adderall. He received special education during elementary school after a fracture in his ear following a fall. Substance use, he rarely drinks alcohol. He does use cannabis about 2 times a week. He's never been treated for any substance abuse problem. Family psychiatric history, schizophrenia or bipolar in his mother, who was hospitalized years ago. No family history of substance abuse. Social history is one sister and one brother. He has a bachelor's in business and a real estate license. No history of physical or sexual abuse. States his sister and his wife are supportive. Current medications, tramadol 50 milligrams 4 times a day as needed, gabapentin 100 milligrams twice a day, Florinef sodium several times a week, sertraline 25 milligrams daily. A mental status exam, he was casually dressed with fluent speech, good eye contact, mood, less depressed and less anxious, improved sleep, a diminished frequency of episodes of a racing heart, improved appetite, no further weight loss, diminished hopelessness, diminished helplessness, diminished worthlessness, a not anhedonic, not suicidal, not homicidal, not paranoid, no auditory visual hallucinations, improved concentration, improved libido, alert and oriented to person, place, and time, insight and judgment, fairly good, admits to feeling about 50% improved overall. My impression is that Jason Prizwara is presenting with an episode of major depressive disorder, single episode, no longer severe, now moderate, not psychotic. Less likely to be suffering with adjustment disorder with anxious features at this time, continues with possible history of ADHD. Okay. 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 Review of records took place, as well, including job description, and I was able to examine the injured worker. He reports that he drove to the appointment. Down the hallway into my office, he was able to ambulate without the assistance of a walking aid. He did report to me that when he is outside, at times he uses a cane, especially when he's with his daughter. My recommendations include the patient should continue sertraline, currently at 25 milligrams, as a treating psychiatrist should assess if that dose should be adjusted. Two, I recommend continued cognitive behavioral therapy with Dr. Bauman or another qualified psychologist every 1 to 2 weeks for 45 minutes for the next 4 months. Patients definitely benefited from this treatment. Three, I believe his psychiatric state is causally related to his date of injury and that he has not yet reached maximum medical improvement. Four, I believe his subjective complaints are warranted by objective findings. Five, I believe the diagnosis is causally related to the injury. Six, he's not at maximum medical improvement. Seven, above treatment is recommended for the next 4 months. Eight, I believe his psychiatric condition is contributing to his given level of disability, which is currently 100%. His psychiatric condition is now down to 40 to 50%. I believe he needs more treatment for being able to return to work. His continued treatment should include sessions with Dr. Bauman every 1 to 2 weeks for 45 minutes for at least the next 4 months, and monthly assessment regarding his antidepressant medication with a doctor at Bridge Medical. I cannot speak to his right knee arthroscopy or lumbar laminectomy surgery, as it is not part of his psychiatric assessment. He currently is not working. Purely psychiatrically, as I stated, his impairment has decreased from 75% to 40 to 50%. He could conceivably, from a psychiatric point of view, be able to return to work in 6 months if he continues to improve. However, he would need a reassessment closer to that period of time to see if improvement has continued. Is outside the realm of my practice to comment on a restriction such as lifting, sitting, standing, squatting, kneeling, etc. In accordance with NYWC regulations, the review of records did list medical and specific dates of service. Space paragraph. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12, capital NYCRR 300.2, parentheses small d, parentheses 4, parentheses small e. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, that I've reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy.